rock people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost, in that speed, God be just.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is August 31st, 2021. Our show will be about current events, in particular, the events from this past week. I'll talk about items that made the news that perhaps shouldn't have or may have been distraction. And then I'll also bring up items that did not make the news that should have. As always, this is a faith-based program. We'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. Attention, Nashville, Tennessee area CDL A-Team drivers. Commodore Express, Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated truckload carrier, is actively hiring CDL A-Team drivers in the Nashville, Tennessee area for their West Coast weekly runs. Their teams run only to the West Coast. They offer a full benefits package and above average pay, an out and back operation, quality home slash family time. They strive to provide the best work environment with as little stress as possible. Commodore Express is a family oriented company. They take pride in the way we do business fairly, honestly, and respectfully. Part-time, full-time, retired, casual drivers, and female drivers are encouraged to apply. They are able to work with just about anyone and fill your needs. Visit Commodore Express online at commodoreexpress.net to learn more about them and request an online application. Or call Robert in Recruiting at 615-287-5140. Line 1 to get started on a better career path. Call Commodore Express, 651-615-287-5140. Line 1. Commodore Express looks forward to seeing your seat in one of their seats. News this week. Lots to cover. Let's start off here. The Oregon governor imposes outdoor mask mandates regardless of vaccine status. And yes, you heard that correctly. Outdoor mask mandates regardless if you're vaccinated or not. This is what we've been talking about, predicting this down the road. First, there'll be masks for a couple of weeks, then masks long term, and then vaccinations. After the vaccinations, you wouldn't need a mask. And then vaccinations still do not prevent the virus, so you got to go back and wear your masks. Soon everyone's going to be required to wear the masks and have multiple versions of the vaccine. This was over a year ago. These types of things were predicted, and many people were not listening. Now they're coming true to fruition. Project Veritas this past week had a DHS whistleblower talk about child sex trafficking. A very interesting interview. And the person talked about the loopholes and how you can get the children, how you can transport and get them into your possession using a legal loophole. And so this was very, very interesting. And this is how a lot of these kids get into the child trafficking. I would recommend watching that. Go to the Project Veritas website. Delta Airlines this week announced they're going to impose a fine of $200 a month for the employees that are non-vaccinated. So it's a little fee. It's kind of like a service charge, service fee. They'll dock you $200 a month until you get vaccinated. Once again, this is now an incentive to get vaccinated. They're forcing you to get the vaccination, penalizing you if you don't. And once again, research the Nuremberg laws. They can offer vaccinations, but they can't require them. Any employer, any government agency cannot require you to get a vaccination. That's why these protests are taking place. Many of the protesters are not vaccinated, and they're protesting that you shouldn't be required. Many of the people at the protests are already vaccinated, saying that it's your choice to get vaccinated. What they're doing is protesting the word required, the requirement. The people protesting are both vaccinated and unvaccinated. The protests are a valid one. You cannot require employees to get a vaccine. So that's where we're seeing this. FBI search warrants this week were executed on two city council members in the city of Detroit. Now, this was August 25th. They came in, raided the offices, and two were on city council. Now, many people think that this related to the voter fraud, election fraud types of things. I don't think this is the case. This relates to something else, still criminal in nature. But these types of things don't really make big headlines in the news. These are city council members in Detroit, large city, FBI agents were executing search warrants. This is big news. This is not okay. These types of things are going on. China this week, country of China announced that its enemies are both the United States and India this week. This was done on August 24th this past week, actually coming forth and saying that they are our enemies. This is China. Very odd to say that, very odd to state that, and very odd timing to go about doing that in public, making such a statement. And so once again, look for the folks that are promoting war, that are pushing war. I can't think of why else you would announce who your enemies were after this whole virus thing comes about and Biden is in office and puppet masters are China controlling Biden. You have to read into this, why they would make a statement like this. They're trying, as they tried the deep state for 4 years with Trump in office, to try to get him into war. The oil tanker explosions in the Middle East, the drone strikes, things like that. They tried to coerce him to get into war, and he never fell for it. Now, with Biden in office, I think it's going to be a slam dunk to get something going here. So look for those types of phrases, those types of quotes in the form of a press release or a press conference, naming who your enemies are. Governor Cuomo, last week we talked about him on the show, stepping down, resigned. Well, now this week, August 24th, the Emmy, they wanted his Emmy rescinded. Cuomo won an Emmy Award for his reaction to COVID and COVID-19, and now the group that sends out the Emmys says, you know what, we want to rescind that, we want that back. He's given us a black eye, and rightly so. Now, there's a public school in Illinois that plans to begin teaching, quote, gender expression, end quote, as early as kindergarten through second grade next year. So when the new year starts, and they did say next year, that does not mean this fall, like, for instance, this month. But next year, starting in kindergarten through second grade, they want to start teaching gender expression in elementary schools. And this is very interesting. This is another slippery slope that we're seeing come along here with all these gender equality, gender pride, pushing it down our throats that there's all these genders out there. There are not multiple genders. There's male and female. That's it. That's all there ever was. That's all there ever will be. And so anything other than that, you got to look at the deep state being involved to as a brainwashing to attempt to get these types of thinking in our curriculum. Now, one thing I do want to keep in everyone's mind, it's been lost here with all of the things going on, but keep in mind the infrastructure bill that's coming through Congress. They're hoping to pass it by September 27th. But just keep in mind, that's a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill that no one is talking about at the current time. Nobody. Now, there's, of course, other things that we should be talking about, too. We never got an answer on the Suez Canal, the shipping, the Ever Given, that is still, I repeat, still in the Suez Canal. Never got an answer on that. What's going on? What happened? What was on the cargo? Why did it drive into the sand after the captains say their navigation software was shut down? More to the story there. More to the story. Now, something else we don't really know much about, but Chase Bank has been in a feud now with General Flynn recently this past week. General Flynn, the patriot, the good guy, the white hat. Now, Chase Bank is going after him, shutting down some of his ways to make money and proceeds to donate, things like that. And there's people are protesting Chase Bank. Not surprising, but hopefully we'll have more on that next week. This week, something that didn't really make the news but should have, a multi-state operation called Operation United Front rescues 47 victims of human trafficking. This was a 12-state effort. 12 states were involved in this operation to rescue victims of human trafficking. They rescued 47. This made the news on August 27, a small little blurb, but I think it should have been front page news, called Operation United Front, a multi-state operation. Very good. Very good news there. A lot of these things are happening and keep happening, but they don't get much credit. Human trafficking, a big, big problem here in this country. It's not just a random group of bad people doing this. It is the agencies, is what Q and 17 tells us, that have the foothold on this whole operation. It's the government and government agencies and government entities that are running the human trafficking business. It's not just some bad guys, some creeps doing this. There's more to the story when you hear southern border needing a wall. This is a large-scale operation. Georgia, the state of Georgia, removes 100,000 inactive voter registrations during the course of this summer. They're done with the cleanup. Now, of course, it's after the election is done and all the illegal and dead people have voted. Now they're going to do the cleanup. They removed 100,000 inactive. And the press release says it's the largest cleanup since 2019. Now, my question is, why is there a cleanup needed at all? The inactive voters should be cleaned and cleaned up. The database should be scrubbed. It should always be scrubbed, especially when election time comes. Not after the election. You do it before. And so once again, it's a press release putting a favorable spin on the state of Georgia doing cleanup rather than reporting on the corruption of the state of Georgia that led to the fraudulent election of the president. Georgia's a key player there. Arizona is, Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York. Many states had issues. Dead people voting. People voting that had business addresses, not residential addresses. Many people voting multiple times. There's problems with the absentee ballots. All these things. But yet we see a press release saying it's the biggest cleanup we've done since 2019. And ask yourself, why does a press release like that get out there? Why is that done? Now, Hurricane Ida came through the Gulf of Mexico, landing in Louisiana this week. That made a lot of news and, of course, a lot of coverage on that. Also this week, the Ashley Babbitt shooter was doxed, announced. It was Michael Byrd, Capitol Police Officer Lieutenant Michael Byrd was the one who had allegedly shot Ashley Babbitt there at the Capitol in the siege on January 6th. And that is a cluster, the whole thing, how it happened, how it took place, how it was planned. Everything that went on was a big show. Now, very interesting that it takes all these months for the shooter to come out, when in other cases, the shooter's name is revealed within hours of the event. Now we find out that it's Michael Byrd, an African-American officer at the Capitol. And they said that there will be no charges pressed, no charges filed. They're not going to go after him. This was just a bad accident that took place. But they finally uncovered his name and put his name in the spotlight. He did some interviews, but that quickly went away with everything else that was going on this week. That was quickly swept under the carpet. Now, Australia, keep in mind, Australia, one of these locations that's more of a blueprint for what to see next in America, kind of follow them next. Follow them closely to see what's going to happen next. We know that we saw that in 2010, 2011 with the school shooting, mass murder, mass casualty event that took place with a school shooter that was set up to begin with, and they promptly shut down all the guns and took away the guns there in Australia. Not long after that was the Adam Lanza orchestrated event that took place in Sandy Hook Elementary School. They wanted to do the exact same thing, copy-paste, copy-pasta. That's why they test things out in these countries to see how successful they are to be able to implement them later. Sandy Hook fell right on the heels of that. They blamed Adam Lanza. They started pulling all the guns, and no one fell for it. Many people did fall for it. But that was a whole Second Amendment gun grab is all that was. Now in Queensland, Australia, they're setting up quarantine camps. They're building them. This article came out August 25th. Quarantine camps are being built for the vaccine to get people vaccinated and cleaned up. And they're using that under the guise of to get these people medically quarantined, and to get everyone fixed, get everyone healthy, and get them all back out on the streets healthy to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And so they're not building quarantine locations, but they're building actual camps. And that's a key word there to look at. Once we start seeing things here that are reminiscent once again of the 1940s Germany, one location in the military here in the U.S., they're saying that for people that don't want to get vaccinated, they're going to send them to some classes to re-educate them, and calling it re-education camps. That's another thing we saw back in the 1940s in Germany, re-education camps, internment camps. To help you learn to do the right thing, to teach you to do the right thing. Really, these are just for the dissenters to help isolate. Who are the sheep that are going to follow along with the rule of the law, and who are the dissenters who are not? And so they create these camps or re-education camps, quarantine camps. So they're doing that in Australia. Follow the news there in Queensland. Queensland is where things are really out of hand. Things aren't followed too much in the mainstream media here in the U.S. talking about Queensland. They usually come up on smaller blurbs farther down in the newspaper or on the second page or has a smaller blurb, but they do not get much headlines. Now, this week, big news. August 26th. It became known that the CIA director, this is the United States director of the CIA, had a secret meeting with the Taliban leader. It came out on the 26th. So the meeting was the 25th, August 25th. CIA director had a secret meeting with the Taliban. Well, guess what happens the next day? 2 p.m., I think it was 2 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on August 26th. We start getting reports of blasts, suicide blasts, at the airport in Kabul, Kabul, Afghanistan. Some suicide bombers taking out some people. Sure enough, takes place in Kabul. Three blasts took place the very next day. 12 soldiers killed. It came out 15 wounded. It turns out of the 12 soldiers that were killed, 11 were Marines. One was a medic. And this really kind of shocked the nation when stories like this come out. And so service members killed. This is pretty serious things here when you start killing folks, wounded, 15 wounded. And now what they did the following day was blame it on an offshoot of ISIS. Now keep this in mind. Watch how this plays out. Now we already know that the CIA director, created essentially Al-Qaeda. Some say they have a big influence with the Taliban, Pakistani ISI, things like this. These groups over in the Middle East, very heavily connected to the CIA. CIA had Timothy Osman working for them, also known as Osama bin Laden. And so a lot of connections there. And we see this bombing the very next day. Now what we hear, start pointing the finger at this offshoot of ISIS called ISIS-K. ISIS followed by the letter K, a different offshoot. A wild bunch of guys, in other words, that are extremists. And so this also leads to another fabricated false flag story. Whether the event was true or not, I believe the bombing and the explosions were in fact true. But watch how it gets spun. We've got the U.S. service members dead. They're blaming it on the bad guys once again. And once again, we start seeing the fingers being pointed. Now, the very next day, get this, we get the revenge drone strike ordered by President Biden. We're going to do a drone strike to take out some bad guys, right? So a drone strike goes off in a revenge bomb in Afghanistan. Turns out it was nine in the home, nine in the family on this drone strike. A family of nine in Afghanistan, including seven children. Were killed. Seven children were killed in this revenge bombing. So if people weren't after President Biden to begin with, and after this whole withdrawal in Afghanistan, then the bombings, then the explosions, and now the retaliation, there are many people right now signing things and signing, looking to have Biden step down. He just is as incompetent as it gets. And part of me thinks that that's all being done on purpose. They're making him look very sloppy in his work. And that may be a ruse to get him out or to get Kamala Harris in as president. Who knows? But there's always multiple meanings to these things that have intelligence agency fingerprints all over them. Multiple people benefit. And multiple fingers can be pointed at things like this. And there's always plausible deniability in all of these things too. So I think that's what we're seeing here with this goofy drone strike, the suicide blasts. And in fact, one of the mothers was mouthing off on Facebook about Biden and how the blood is on his hands. And then Facebook then shut her down and deactivated her account and her Instagram account and social media. This is the mother of the slain soldier. Got to ask yourself what's really going on here with all of this nonsense that's going on and what's it really meant. Now, I haven't heard much of the election audit in Arizona coming up, and this could all be providing a nice little cover for making the election audit news go away. Once again, you got to look for the distraction in the current events news. What's it being distracted from? Everybody is focusing on this Afghanistan piece now. In fact, at the very beginning, I was kind of confused by it. They wanted to have the troops leave. The goal was to have them out, I believe, in phases, to phase out the troops that were currently in Afghanistan. Next thing we know, they pull them all out in one day. And next thing the news had was planes bringing Afghan refugees into the United States. And you got to take a time out and think, I thought we're getting the U.S. troops out of there. Taliban has taken over, allegedly, taken over the government. Now the U.S. troops are using our military planes to bring refugees into our country. You know, things don't make sense. We have to get our people out of there first. Now the much larger question is, why were they there to begin with? And remember, U.S. troops were in Afghanistan after we attacked Afghanistan following 9/11. Now, if 9/11 was done by some bad guys or bin Laden, there still was no reason to be in Afghanistan. But we intended to attack Iraq and then go into Afghanistan. 15 of the 19 hijackers weren't even from Afghanistan anyway, and so we didn't go after them at all. And Osama bin Laden, I don't believe, had anything to do with Afghanistan anyway. He was Al-Qaeda and a former Mujahideen that I believe was in Bora Bora. And so you have to ask yourselves, why were we in Afghanistan to begin with? Well, it's the poppy crop. Opium is made, heroin is made from opium. The poppies, the poppy crop. And so that crop was taken out by, yes, you guessed it, the Taliban. The Taliban wiped it out in the year 2020, wiped out the entire crop in Afghanistan of the drugs. Allegedly, one could argue they were the good guys, ending the drugs in that region. That was the Taliban, wiped it out. There was no heroin crop in 2020. Now, when is planting season for opium, for the crops? Well, it's October in the fall. So we go, U.S. troops start invading Afghanistan just in time to replant all brand new, the planting season, to get the opium crop in, which is exactly, precisely what they did. That's why we had to get in there. Had nothing to do with chasing down bin Laden. It's nothing to do with 9/11. Had nothing to do with anything else except getting soldiers there, the military there, and to get that opium crop planted just in time for the planting season. And then we had to stay there to once again have the soldiers, U.S. soldiers, monitor that crop, monitor those fields, make sure things were going okay, because that's heavily the big reasons here for the drug problems around the world. And the U.S. is neck deep, eyeballs deep into the drug problem. It's the U.S. government, not some bad guys, not some drug lords. It's the U.S. government that is fueling the drug trade, because that is where they make their money. So now they're trying to get out. All this nonsense happens, and we're back to square one. It's just one big mess. Now, Ed Asner died this week, age 91. Ed Asner, longtime 9/11 truth advocate. He was actually a board member on the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, served on the board, did some good videos, did some good narration of some 9/11 truth. Once again, this gets back into the 20th anniversary coming up here in 12 days. And Ed Asner dies. Very good voice for 9/11 truth. Now, another death. Robert David Steele. Robert David Steele died August 29th. He had COVID. Don't know how serious it was. But it ended up getting serious enough that doctors wanted to put him on a ventilator. Yes, a ventilator. Well, Robert David Steele says, no thanks, not interested. His family said, no thanks, not interested. And word has it, this is not yet been confirmed, but the family was against any use of a ventilator. Well, doctors forced him to go onto the ventilator to get better, and subsequently he died. So who knows what is truth or not? It's interesting to be able to shed off the wheat from the chaff there to see what part of these stories are true. Some are saying now that maybe Robert David Steele isn't even dead. This is all another ploy, as their photo with good friend John McAfee started circulating around the internet from the past? And is McAfee really dead? Are they both in witness protection programs? Did they both fake their own death? Who knows? I'm not going to speculate here. I'm just going to leave that out there as food for thought and some grounds for further discussion in the future as some of those strange things there. But regardless, it looks like Robert David Steele is dead. Very good patriot in the truth movement. Now, the last topic for today. There was a vaccine spill in West Virginia on a highway. They found out later there was 1.3 million doses of the COVID vaccination meant to get to the country of Ghana. Well, the truck overturns in an accident on the highway. They had to go in there and use hazmat outfits. And for, I think it was 21 straight hours, they had to clear the airspace above that crime scene. No one could fly over the top of that. Airspace was called off for 21 hours. It took 35 hours to clear that scene. 35 hours. The mainstream news is telling us it was 21 or 22 hours, I think, to get that truck cleaned up. But for those who were there, men in hazmat suits were going in. Several of them were passing out after going through the wreckage there and cleaning up the vaccines. What in the world is going on there? This would be the story to watch. Now, people are passing out, possibly dying, and airspace is removed and cleared out. The Department of Defense came in and took over the scene. The Department of Defense. Now, what on earth are in those vials that are going to Ghana? I have no clue. Only thing we can hope in the future is that when the poor people of Ghana do receive that vaccine, that we don't hear 6 months down the road of a mass event COVID deaths of the people from Ghana. So keep that in mind. Stick that in your radar for the future. Those are all intended for people of Ghana. And now we know the United States likes to perform test vaccines and test trials on different countries and usually results in many people dying from that. But it's always under the guise of humanitarian support. We're going to send first aid. We're going to send pills. We're going to send medication. We're going to send things to these third world countries to help them out. But many times it ends up with those folks dying because these are tests. These are beta tests. We use, and hear me clearly, the U.S. military and the U.S., the deep state folks, use other countries as guinea pigs for precisely this type of a thing. They're trying out medicines and tests and vaccinations on these people. Usually not for good. Keep in mind the word genocide as well. These types of things that do go on. And the deep state does like to have under humanitarian efforts under the guise of that is to wipe out large thousands of people in other countries as well because it doesn't make the news because the U.S. is seen and thought of and viewed as humanitarian trying to help out other countries. Keep in mind I'm not sure what country it was in South Africa where Hillary Clinton and some others were there on a big press release for photo coverage of handing out vaccines against AIDS and things like this to help people recover from AIDS. And a lot of those folks all got even worse or died, but that part didn't make the news. So this is interesting here that this makes the news here. The most interesting thing, once again, is that the 21 hours, the airspace was cleared above this crime scene. No one was allowed to fly in or out of this area. Very strange that they'd have something like this for a simple semi-tractor trailer that rolled over into the ditch. But this took place in western West Virginia. On a highway in West Virginia. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Big thank you also to our donors, Patreons. Each week, this certainly helps our operation going forward. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is August 31st, 2021. Thanks for listening.
America, we've got to rescue her, we know it's up to me and you.